I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He has been pitching spectacular baseball, getting set to face the Dodgers on Sunday. But tonight it's game one of the series. And to that end, Blake Snell is going to be joining us here in a second. Is he there? Yeah, get Blake Snell on the air right now. He's got a lot to do. Hey, Blake Snell, how are you today, sir?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing great. Chris Ello here and Matt Scraby over there. And what's a day like for you on a Friday when you're not pitching in Los Angeles?
Pretty casual. Just wake up, relax. I played spades this morning.
Are you good?
We could play and you could find out.
I'd like to play. I love spades. It's been a long time since I played, but I'd like
spades,
to play.
Spades, dominoes, I'll play both.
All right.
I'm always down. Then I drove up to L.A., got to the hotel, then got on the bus, came in, and just chilled. It was not a whole lot. Yeah, threw a bullpen today.
Yeah, what's that like?
Kind of busy.
What's that like for people that don't know what is a bullpen day like for? What do you throw about 30, 40 pitches or?
No, not me. I throw like 10. I don't.
Oh yeah.
I feel good. Yeah. I usually throw like 5, but today I threw 10. But I gotta get my body warmed up. Gotta get my arm going. My whole body. So probably like 30 minutes before I go out there and start playing catch. I'm getting everything activated and loose and ready to go, and then get out there, play catch, warm up properly, and then throw the bullpen. Maybe anything less than 10 pitches. 10 is usually the most I'll throw in a bullpen.
Interesting.
I already feel good, so I don't need to go waste them in the bullpen.
Yeah, plus you were flipping cards all morning, so that's good. I like spades, man. Great game. Spades a great game. Blake Snell is with us, Padres left-hander. And obviously, Blake, when the calendar switched to August, things started clicking for you. Was there an actual turning point somewhere for you, or did it just start to fall into place?
I think it just started to fall, like results and everything started to go my way a little bit. I don't know. Even when I wasn't having as much success, I still felt really good, really confident. I just know me. I know my ability. So I didn't really let failure control me or my mind at all. I just controlled it. And, now success is here, and it's the same thing. Like, I'm finding a way to get better. I'm focusing on things I was focusing on when I wasn't doing good, and finding a way to get better and stay consistently, myself. And now that August was a good month, now I don't have as much, people, telling me how much I suck.
That's always a benefit.
Yeah. Blake, let me ask you about that. Like, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with people that are just tweeting you constantly, reaching out to you on Instagram, just telling you that you suck? How do you just ignore it? Do you go back at them? Do you not care? Do you care?
I really want to go back at them. But then, I just can't. I really want to, though. Like, if it's in person, it's never in person, though. Like, whenever it's in person where someone's like, you suck, Snell, because I would roast them the entire time, and it would be so much fun. But when they say it, like, over the phone and another 4 innings and 4 runs and all this like nonsense, I just lie. I'm like, you don't even watch the game. You don't even know baseball. Like, you don't even understand who I am. Like, you don't understand like anything that I'm doing or like how hard it is to be a Major League Baseball player. And there's just so much to it, man. Like, it's so hard and it's such a difficult thing. And that's why very like limited people are able to do it. So I just laugh at them. I mean, it doesn't really affect me outside of, I want to see if anyone comes up with something actually like pretty funny.
Yeah, you like to hear something you haven't heard before.
Yeah, some of them come up with some creative things, and it's always good to laugh at, their comedy. But
yeah, I can only imagine what you go through, because we go through it on this program, and we're just radio talk show hosts, so I can only imagine what you get. Blake Snell is with us. Yeah. You know, one word that people keep talking about with you is you know, the going at it and being aggressive in the strike zone. And I keep hearing that, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm imagining that you were trying to be aggressive in the strike zone from day one. It just wasn't working.
It changed.
Yeah, it wasn't like you had a mindset and said, you know, I'm going to start throwing strikes now. It was something you wanted to do all along. It just, you couldn't get it clicking, right?
Yeah, I mean, people just don't understand. Like, when you go out there and you face a team, and it's like, it's you versus me, and you start doing, like, you can have a game plan, but the game plan is going to change. All this stuff changes when it's right in front of you and you're in the moment, because you're going to do what you think is best and what you think is going to help you win and help the team win. You're going to start doing all these things you think that are going to win, but the results will tell you, and then you got to learn from that and grow and find a way to get better. So they don't understand, like, the struggle of, yeah, like, I could be in the zone with all my stuff and I could still get beat and they could hit it all over the place. Like, it's not that simple, because you got to understand each batter. They're all different. They're all going to change and evolve as the game goes on, just like you're going to do. And it's a chess match between the both of you. And the benefit is, if we're playing teams that aren't as, you know, good and they're a younger team, then the at-bats can be quicker. The at-bats can, you know, you can pound the strike zone and they're going to swing. Or you cannot pound the strike zone and they're going to swing because they're younger, less experienced, and they don't have an approach as a team. But when you play better teams and older teams, they have an approach, they have a team approach, they play the game the right way. They'll take pitches just to take. They'll just go up there and make it look like they're going to swing, even if they're super aggressive or super patient. And we know all these things about them. It's just, it's so much different team to team, and then building your confidence within yourself. I mean, you need to see some good things happen for that to, you know, turn over and for you to start to understand what's really working in the zone and out of the zone. It's just there's so much that goes into it that when people want to say, like, it's easy, just throw strikes or this and that, like all these things, it's like, no, it's not. Like, you really don't get it because you've never done it, and that's okay. That's why you're a fan, and that's why I'm in the big leagues. But it's just have, like, just understand, like, this game is so hard and it's very stressful, and we're all here trying our best to be the best. So, I mean, it's just when it's working and everything's going smooth, it's because of how much failure happened before that that taught you how to succeed. And then, you know, then succeeding for that time, it's like, all right, I got to do these things well, but I can still improve. I can still get better. There's still things to work on that I need to focus on. And that's been the mindset from day one till now. So I, you know, was failing. They would have a good start here and there and then failed and good start here and there. But that's why August is so beautiful, is because of everything I went through to make that month beautiful. So it's like, I'm just aware and appreciative of all the things that I've gone through to get to that. But even with that success, it doesn't matter, because I'm focused on the next one and how I can be better for that one.
We're talking with Blake Snell, Padres pitcher, here on Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. I always learn something from you, Blake, whenever you talk about pitching. You always say that you're a pitching, I guess, nerd, for lack of a better term, and so you definitely are able to explain it through a lens that other people can understand. And I'm curious, because you've been on some really great Rays teams, and you just came from a team that went to the World Series. And a lot of these guys on the roster now may not have the postseason experience that you do. Are you kind of like the wise man for everyone? Are you able to give help to people down the stretch? Because it's been a struggle for the team, but at the same time, you have a lot of players on the team that have been there before and are able to help people through this process.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Hosmer would be the guy that everyone should lean on, because he's actually done it and won it. I've got there and I've lost, so I haven't, you know, won it. But the experience, I mean, it's just like every other game when you play in big games. Like, you play the Dodgers, and we're going to play San Fran. All these games are going to be big games, but it's just, don't let the moment, you know, be bigger than you. Like, I always tell myself, like, this is my moment, and that I don't let that, like, slip or run away, or it's always my moment. I don't let anything be bigger than this, and like this and this time, because it's my moment. And I think when people think that way and they believe that, you know, a lot of good comes from it because you're not backing down. You're not scared. You're not like, no, nah, this is mine. And you go take it. But it's just the postseason is just a beautiful thing because you play 162 games plus all the spring training games plus the whole offseason to work out to get to it. So when you finally get to the postseason, it's like you did all of this work to get here. So you're lucky to get here, one, but you put the work in to get here. So I get that, but don't let it slide. Don't let it slip because to get back here is so much work that you're going to have to put in to get back. And you want to enjoy the time in the postseason and get the most out of it, and the most out of it's winning it. So, I mean, yeah, it's just – you got to really embrace it as it's your moment and, you know, live for it.
Blake Snell, very cool. Always fun to interview you. Did you ever get to Lolita's for some Mexican food? I know Tony suggested.
I haven't gotten there.
Okay, yes.
No, and,
I'm actually happy about that because you ended up getting a stomach thing right after we talked to you. And everybody was blaming it. You talk about getting blamed on Twitter. We were getting blamed for your stomach ailment.
Yes.
Oh, I had some chicken on the plane and that. Ooh-wee.
See, there you go. All right. I'm happy that he got sick. No, at least it wasn't Lolita's. All right. Yeah. Well, good.
We were defending ourselves.
I'm telling you, that stuff, never again, please. I do not want that. I don't want it to come near me. I'm not fast, but I'll be Usain Bolt. I'm gone.
No. Hey, man, great to see you feeling better. Great to see you pitching the way you are. It's got to be fun and a thrill, and we look forward to seeing you in October. But we'll enjoy watching you September. Thanks, Blake, and good luck Sunday especially.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, great. Thanks. There he is, our guy Blake Snell from the Padres.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.